Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Nun Beis, and today we're going to talk about the minhag of Yontif Sheni, and specifically a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz Laaretz that's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif Sheni. What does he do? What are the different shitos? But it starts off right here in the Gemara, Rav Nasan Bar Asya. Again, this whole parak is about minhagim. So Rav Nasan Bar Asya, Azal Mi Bei Rav L'Pumpadisa. Rav Nasan Bar Asya went from Bei Rav to Pumpadisa, Be Yontif Sheni Shalatz Eretz, on the second day of Shavuos. Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef. What are you doing coming from outside the Tum or traveling on Yantif? Amalei Abaya. Why didn't you give him Malchus? Why do you excommunicate him? Amalei Adifei Avdilei, because excommunication is even stronger and more effective. Dema Rava, because in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnu Anagida, Debar Be Rava, Lo Mimnu Ashamta. Right, in Eretz Yisrael, they would only vote for Malchus, but they wouldn't vote for Shamtas. You see, it's even stronger. Rashi, Talmud at Sarah Chayanimnim Lahakos of Olan Adoso Bishum the Shamsa Chamura the Choshen the Kavod Torah. Right, it was more chamers. They were choshes. That's why they wouldn't do that. But I'm going to do that. Iget the army or the opposite. Not gave Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef gave him Malchus. Amalei Abaye Nisham Tamar. Why didn't you excommunicate him? Deravish Vold Armi Travayom Anadin Al Shtei Yemen Tovim Shal Galias. You give Nidui on people who don't keep the second day of Yantif. Amalei Hanimili Nishda Alma. By a regular person, fine. You could give him Malchus. Ava. I'm sorry, you excommunicate him. Hachat, serve me drabananu. Right here, it's a Talmud Chacham. The Tave Le Avde, I did what was good for him. The Bar Rav Mimran Anagdasa, the Bar Be Rav, Velo Mimni Ashamta. Okay, Malchus versus Nidui, that is the 2 days. But either way, you see from here that he traveled on the second day of Shavuos. The question is, did Rav Nasan argue on the whole second day of Shavuos? You know, what there's Yantav Sheni. We know the Gemara in Beitza, right? There's a Yantav Sheni, Yishal Golias. So what exactly, Rav Nasan bar Asya, what was he doing? And, right, the days of the Amoraim, there was already a Takana of Yantav Sheni so in Golas. So what exactly was he doing? So if you look in the Chashuk Yechemed, so he discusses this a little bit, but he says maybe it's connected to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. And, again, this also answers maybe why it says that on the second day of Shavuos. Why is that detail important for us? So the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, when we had a Bez Din, and they were Koveya based on the Edim, Hayu Bnei Eretz Yisrael, V'chol HaMakomos, Shemagin Aleim Shluchei Tishrei, Otsi Yom Tovim Yom Echad Bavad. Everybody, every place where the Shluchim were able to reach, so they kept one day, V'shar HaMakomos HaRechokos, and the far places, they kept 2 yamim Misafik. Lefi Shlo Hayu Yodim, Yom Shekavu Bo Bnei Eretz Yisrael Zachodesh, because they didn't know. They didn't know what day was Yantif. Bizman Hazeh, Sheisham Sanhedrin, Ubezin Shal Eretz Yisrael Koven al Cheshbon Zeh, Bizman Hazeh, but we don't have a Sanhedrin, and the Bezin of Eretz Yisrael is Koveya based on Cheshbon, Hayimin Adin, Shiyu B'chol HaMakomos Osin Yantav Echa Bilvad. So everybody should keep one day, because there's no Suffolk anymore. Afilu HaMakomos HaRechokos, Shebechutz Laaretz, Kamo B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should keep one day, because there's no more Suffolk. Sha'akol al Cheshbon Echad, Somchin V'Koven. Aval Takanas Chachamim hi, Sheyizaru B'minag Avasein B'yadeyam. But based on the Gemara in Beitza, Takanas Chachamim, Minag Avasein B'yadeinu, and therefore we keep a second day, even though we know the Cheshbon. Lefichach, Kol Makom, Shaloha Yushluchei Tishrei Magiyin Elav, K'shei Yushluchen Yotzin. So you go by wherever the Shluchen wouldn't have been able to get to. In those days, Yasu Shnei Yamim, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Kamo Shoyosim, Bizman Shebnei Yertzel Kovin, Al Haria. Nimsa Sheyantav Sheini Shanosim Begalias, Bizman Hazeh, Midivrei Sofrim, Shetiknu Davar Zeh. But then the Rambam adds in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudbeis, Ukidei Shalolachlok Bemoados, this is now an extension of the Takana, so to keep it, Bechlal, is already a Takana based on Minhag. But now, what about Shavuos? Shavuos, you might have said, well, Shavuos for sure not, because Shavuos, you know, is 50 days after Pesach. So by the time Shavuos comes along, they know exactly when Shavuos is. So do you have to keep 2 days then? So that's the Rambam's extension. Even Yantif Shal Atzeres. What's the even? But good, that's what we just said. You could just count. So maybe, says the Chashuk Yechemin, maybe that's the suggestion here. That Rav Nasan Bar Ami maybe argued on that extension of Shavuos. That's why it emphasizes the second day of Shavuos. Relating to that, the Chashuk Echemet here, and that's how we'll get into our sugya, he says, if somebody, a Jew, is hochrach to work, he has a certain job and he has to work, b'meshach kol hashana, and they said you can take certain days of vacation, and he gets to choose Yantif Sheni of Shavuos or Yantif Sheni of Sukkos. But he can't miss both days. Is there one day that is more kal than the others? That was his shaila. So he says, based on this Rambam, maybe you would say Shavuos is an extension. So maybe that's more kal. Yish makom gadol laharos b'sheila senu sheyadif lavod v'yadif sheni shalatzeres disuro kal yoseh shunovei rak mikoach lo plug v'lo meikir hadin. On the one hand, but on the other hand, you might say exactly just the opposite. The other ones were based on a real suffik, and Chazal were koveid based on the suffik. Shavuos, they knew exactly it's not a suffik, and still Chazal were koveid. So maybe it's just the opposite. Chomer tefelif kivish lo machma suffik miskabel. He based this on a chasam sofer. If he divrei chasam sofer, yotish yantav sheni deshavuos chomer tefei mishar yantav sheni. Right, because that's may olam lo asuhu misafik. It was never done misafik, and therefore it was more vaday. Okay, that is one discussion of the Chashuk Chemed. The other one relating to the second day, but the other one gets us into our topic. The Chashuk Chemed discusses what happened if you have a guy from Chutz Laretz who is visiting Eretz Yisrael, and on Isru Chag, on the second day, he decides to convert. So he's going to convert in Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yontif. So he's a Ben Chutz Laretz. So what does he do? Nachri Toshav Chutz Laretz, Shehigi El Eretz Yisrael is Gayer. He came to convert. V'dayto L'shuvim Koman. He's going back. He's going back to be a Ben Chutz Laretz. He's just never kept Yontif in his life. V'niz Gayer Be'eretz Yisrael Be'isru Chag, Shu Yontif Sheni B'Chutz Laretz. Shem Yina Kan Be'eretz Yisrael Yontif Sheni. He's a Toshav Chutz Laretz. Hanimsa Be'eretz Yisrael. So did he keep a second day, as we'll see, what most assume. So says the Chashuke Chemet here, because us near Lahakel B'nidonenu. It's near Lahakel, because the whole idea is Daito Lachzar. Here, what do you mean Daito Lachzar? When he first came, it wasn't in that Parsha yet. Kashin is Gaia Beretz Yisrael, and the Olam Lohaya Barchia B'chutz Laretz. Lo Shamanu, Shachai B'yosa Beretz Yisrael, Lino Kaben Chutz Laretz. We never heard that. V'yosh, Ariya Kakatan Shinolad, V'gam B'yantav Rishon Lo Nischai, V'yisis Chai B'yantav Sheini, Lechain Hadas Nota Shepatim Milin Hog. So he assumes that if he would be a Ben Chutz Laretz, really, that he would have to keep a second day. So again, that is what we're going to talk about now. So we know this halacha of Yontif Sheni is a bona fide halacha. The Ron calls it in Sukkah a takana kivua. Right, this is it's a minhag, as the Gemara says, but it is a very strong minhag. The Briska Rav in Hilchos Brachas talks about two types of minhagim. To answer Steiros in the Rambam, there's when do you make a bracha, when do you not make a bracha. So there are minhagim that are pure minhagim, and there are minhagim based on dinim. That's his chilek in the Rambam. The Ladasa Rambam, Honda im avarchan al minhag. When do you not make a bracha on a minhag? Like on chibut arava, banging the arava on Oshana Rava. Lav mishum taima di'ef shalomar bu vitzivanu. It's not because you can't say vitzivanu. Because according to the Rambam, minhagim are included in Los Asur, as he writes in Ochaz Mamrim. And minhagim can be, you can't say vitzivanu. But it's just, el hadim avarchan al minhag is because of the etzem chefza shalahem. The lav toras mitzvos behu levarech alehen. A minhag itself, in terms of the chovas gavre, can be vitzivanu. But inherently, it's not a mitzvah. The rak al mitzvos mevarchim v'lo al minhagos. But if you have a minhag that bechefza is really a din, a mitzvah, so then you would be able to. So here, by Yontif Sheni, bechefza, it's a din. It's a din. Nehi dekal atzvo she Yontif Sheni, pe'ikr takanaso din toras minhag alav, delo asu'u li Yontif mechudash midivrei sofrim, rak she yinagu b'minhag avaseyem b'yir b'yadayem, harizem mikol makom, ta mitzvah shenoagos bo, kamo achilas matzah v'dome, al kaponim be'ikr dinam toras mitzvahs behu be'etzem achefza. Tlo ishtini sham achilas shem achilas matzah b'lo sheni. Me'achilas matzah b'lo yantav rishon. It's just that one's d'rabban and one's d'araisa. But inherently in the act that they're doing is a chefza shal mitzvah, and therefore one would make a bracha. So that's the kind of minhag that we're talking about here by yantav sheni. But chefza, it is a mitzvah, right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden even points out in the Shelas Yavetz, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samaches, it's very serious. We push off so many mitzvahs. Achlo Sheker Nachla Voseinu, Liyasto Bakiras Asei Chamur Ben HaTorah. Right, what do we push off? Mitzvahs Tfilin. We knock off Tfilin on Yontif Sheni. Shemavatla Beshat Benefesh Ubechla Poshi Yisrael Begufan. Or the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. If you don't wear Tfilin, it's terrible. And also a Mila of Shalom Bismana, Velo Lashav Hirbu Berchoseha Betfiloseha. We make so many brachas and tfilas kiyontif shal Torah. Velo Chashu Lebracha Levatala. They're not worried because it's a very serious custom, a very serious minhag. And again, the Meshech Chachma even says, he quotes from the Rabbeinu Agra, the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis and Shmos, that every takana has many different reasons. And even if you think one reason doesn't apply, other reasons still apply. But either way, this is the seriousness of this yantif. So what about our question, though? Our issue, talking about minhagim, a ben chutz la'aretz that finds himself in Eretz Yisrael with daito lachzar. With daito lachzar, so what does he do? Everybody else in the country is keeping one day of yantif, so what does he do on the second day of yantif? So it's amazing that it's not really discussed in the Rishonim. Not discussed in the Rishonim, but the Achronim talk about it. They're going to talk about it, starting with the Beis Yosef, the Avkas Rochel. The Beis Yosef in his Shuvah's Avkas Rochel, it is also interesting that he did not put this in the Shulchan Aruch. But he writes there, She'ela, Hayotze Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz, V'dayto Lachzar. What about the other way? He's in Chutz La'aretz, in Mispalakim in Eretz Yisrael. V'tam L'ma Ha'olim L'regel, Mispalim B'farhesya, K'b'nei Chutz La'aretz Ve'in Mochin. What should you do if you're near Chutz La'aretz? And also the other way, how is it that there are people that daven near Befarhesya from Chutz La'aretz on Yantav Sheni Vein Mochin? Maybe he's talking about in Tzfat. Davar Pashud, who he says, Dekol Shadayto Lachzor Noe Kamakam Shiyatze Misham, Afilu Lahakel, Ubevat Shalo Yase Befnei Bnei Amakam Shalach Lasham. You can't do Malacha. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, then he says, obviously you do not keep a second day, but you can't do Malacha in front of the Jews. And then he says, the other way. V'chein mi shabali chutz la'aretz eretz Yisrael v'day to lachzar havi bechlal b'nei chutz la'aretz ninhu. You're a ben chutz la'aretz, right, based on our perek, right? Chumris ha'makom sheyatza misham. V'chein ma'isim b'chal yom b'chal shana v'shana. Olim l'shalosh regalam chutz la'aretz. People do this all the time here in the 1500s. V'osim yantav sheni shagalias ketikunav ukemishpata v'chutz la'aretz. Exactly what they did in chutz la'aretz. V'lo od el shemis kabsim minyan mi b'nei chutz la'aretz. Ha'olim l'regel. B'nei chutz la'aretz gather for minyanim. Umispalim tfila v'korim batorim aftirim b'navi b'brachos tchila v'sof. K'mo shosim yantav sheni b'chutz la'aretz. V'davar zenasim yimei kedib b'fnei gdoli olam. V'lo pikpik adam b'davar zemi olam. Nobody said anything wrong with this. V'zu he shekashib inyan. So he says, but heich mispalim filas yantav v'farhesia b'eretz Yisrael. Heich lo chashina lahai v'al yishana adam b'nei machlokas. V'haya maspik lahem shi yispalut filas chosaris b'tzina. You want to keep a second day? You want to have a binyan? Yes, why not b'tzina? Why not b'tzina? Why didn't the great gedolim in the previous generations make a mecha about this? V'al karchenu lomar, it must be, says the Beis Yosef, d'sivir lehu l'gdoli olam, d'al karchach lo tanya yishana adam b'nei machlokas, ela b'melacha. Must be by malachas, v'tichva say to efshak minei churva. If they see you doing malacha, then it can lead to mix-ups. Avo b'tfila afim yispala k'minag makom sheyatze misham, lo nafik minei churva v'alek alamechek balamidi. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? Just that you don't think it's a, right, he doesn't treat it as a bizayon, because look, you could say, no, beautiful, they came to Eretz Yisrael v'yantif. Right, that's something beautiful. Okay, they're ben b'nei chutz la'aretz, but this is what they're doing. So this is what the Beis Yosef says. Clearly does not say that they shouldn't be doing anything differently. His whole question is just about the public davening. But other than that, he assumes that a second day is what is appropriate. The Birkei Yosef also writes this in in our Chaim Tov Sadivav, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Ben Chutz La'aretz and Tav Sadivav Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shabal Eretz Yisrael Lam Daito Lachzer Lam Komot Sarech La'asoso Shnei Yom Tovim. Period. There's no flexibility. There's no if he's here for three and if he's there. No. He says, this is what he does, teeps 2 days, Mikomakan Tfilas Yantav, Sarach Lispal, Bebeso, Betzina. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Lachadchila, maybe don't make a separate minyan. You could daven Betzina, and this seems to be the majority opinion of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, Minog Hamakom Sheyatza Misham. Right? That is the Rov opinion. But then you have the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. The Chacham Tzvi in Kuf Tzadi Zayin says differently. Tshuva, he says, he's asked this question. Nirvaniyas daiti the tzrichim heim lehisnaik binyani amoadim ke'echad mibnei Eretz Yisrael toshavim. He has to act like one day. Ve'ein ze bechal chumrei makam shiatzim misham. It's not included in our parak. Why? Lo mi ba'i betilas ubrachos b'kriyas atzai v'torah. She'ein on chumres be'etzem, not only regarding davening, she'ein bo lahach v'lavarach l'espal tfilas amoadim, v'zman she'ein amoad avei rivi yado, ela afilu b'malacham utarm heim, they could keep a one day, even l'kula, says the Chacham Tzvi. She'ilu ha'yu kol anshi amakam shiatzim misham, kan b'kviyusa. If all of those people would move here, pshita sha'asurim ha'yu lasos yotam yomechad, mishum bal tosif. If they all moved here, it's not like that minhag would come with them. They would all, when somebody moves to Israel, so then they keep one day. It would be bal tosif. Right, the idea of chumra makam shiatzim misham is only by a chumra that one would be able to keep where they are. Ela b'chumer sharasham b'nei ha-makam sheyatsa zeh misham linhok chumrasa b'makam sheyatsa hanogin kula. Afim yikvu dirasa b'makam alaz. Right, it's a chumrah that even if you would move here, you'd be able to keep that as a chumrah. And the question is, do you have to keep it as a chumrah? Aval bedaver she'ilu bo b'nei makam ha-chumrah l'makam ha-kula v'kavu dirasam bo. But in a case where, if you would, they would be kaveh their dira hayasurim l'nochum rasam, it would be asur bazelo amru, they did not say that. Uva'af, and even though we have the concept of Hizar b'minag avasem b'yadechem, lo shaycha el k'shem b'mkomen b'chutz la'aretz. That's only in chutz la'aretz. Aval b'chit b'yosem b'eret Yisrael, lo shaycha, it's not shaycha. V'kivan sh'b'eret Yisrael, iser hu lo'osef yomechad ala mitzvos, ve'ein b'yad anshi eret Yisrael lo'osef yomechad, yoser mi'akosev b'torah, ula hachmir, right, the people in Eretz Yisrael want to be really machmir, to keep a second day. They're not allowed to. It's baltosif. So too, af habami chutz laaretz, asurim im lidon gishine yantiv shal galias, calls machim beretz Yisrael, afilu derech harai. Kivan shahamakom gorim. That's his lashon borrowing from the Gemara. Ve'ein zeh b'chal chumrei makom she'asim misham, v'ani ulani esai dikasati. He mentions nothing about a house and how many times. No, just the idea of, you wouldn't be able to keep that chumrei if they moved here. It's a chumrei that there would be usher to keep, and therefore, they wouldn't keep it as they wouldn't keep it. The Rav Tokachinsky near HaKadosh by Mikdash also notes another svara that in the days of the Mikdash, when they used to come, did they keep 2 days when they came? Pashas, no. Earlier, in the days where they kept 2 days because of Safek, he didn't have a Safek because he was in Eretz Yisrael, so it can't be that we're going to be more machmir today than it was then. So it sounds logical, but the poskim generally do not accept the Chacham Tzvi, even the Shelas Yavis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, was not convinced of this. There is another approach, a middle approach, that Rabbi Shmuel Misalant is quoted. They quote this, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik also, that maybe Bi'ikaron, you could hold like the Chacham Tzvi, what's called 1.5 days. What does 1.5 days mean? It means keep an Isser Malacha on the second day, but all the assays, daven weekday, and keep it as a Yom Chol. So the Yerach Kodesh Vamikdash quotes this from the Rabbi Shmuel Misalant, Adaito not l'shitas Rabbeinu HaChacham Tzvi, but not to be cholek on his rabosav that all held not like the Chacham Tzvi, and therefore he said, Pasak l'sholav sh'inhagu akol l'chumra. The whole thing l'chumra, a motzai yantav rishon, hear Havdalah from a ben Eretz Yisrael, and don't make Kiddush. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, Yispalel, regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei with Yalav Yavo. And he could get an aliyah. And he shouldn't do malacha. On Shmini Atzeres, he shouldn't sit in the sukkah. On Isru Chagi, which he wear tefillin, and daven weekday, but he shouldn't do malacha. And those who want to say that they should eat matzah and maror without making the bracha, matzah and maror. And drink dalet kosos, but just make a bracha on the first and the third. And say the Haggadah without the bracha. So again, taking all the chumras from all sides. So that is a middle approach of some. Also, so that's generally different to Deos, but again, the first opinion is the one that seems to be the most traditional, even though more and more people are holding the one day. I'm not exactly sure if that's because of convenience or because of other aspects. But interesting, there are some kulas that come out of the following discussion, and that is, how do you define Daito Lachsar? The Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Gimel, where he said, well, if you're with your family, you're obviously not going back, so therefore you can keep one day. Which obviously Rav Moshe writes doesn't apply today because nowadays people travel and they go back. So it's hard to say that that Radvaz would have Lamaisa ramifications today. Rav Moshe and Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Dalet. Alanias Aiti Pasha Shein Lo Damos Bizmanei Nuatel Zman Radvaz Umeo Shana Macharav De Bechol Zmanim Ad Erech Eza Asro Shana Machronos Hayinian Nesiim Makom Makom De Varkasha. Right, it used to be very hard. Therefore, if you write your whole family here, obviously you're here. But here now. You can just get on a plane and go, right? They go for simcha. So therefore, Ramosha says that obviously doesn't apply. Ramosha says if somebody has das to make aliyah, right? Let's say you got married and you're going in a few months, that's not enough. Right, to machshava ba'alma vada eno klum. right? And he says, because after all, we all hope. He has that great line. To call Yisrael Shomri Torah, Daitan L'Tiashim Eretz Yisrael. If you're a Shomri Torah mitzvah, you should have in mind to move there. Ki mechakim u'mitzapim lishuas Hashem shu keref ayin. V'rak she'ala etom. And in Beso, you're not still going to call the Ben Eretz Yisrael if you want to move there. So it's only once you are there. What if you're there for a year? So again, Rav Moshe writes, even if you're there for a few years, if you're supported by parents and planning to go back, you are a Ben Chutz Laretz. Rav Avadia writes, if you're single and you might find a wife, and you have in mind that if you find a wife that wants to stay here, you might stay here, okay, then you can keep one day. Rav Shlomo Zalman has the idea of 2 points, Dira Kavua and coming for all three Chagim. So he mentions that maybe you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael for the Chagim this year. So then he has the flexibility of keeping one day. But again, Shilas should be asked if there are specific cases that are Shilas. Okay, we'll stop here.